Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. I'm compelled to take the floor to react to the unfounded and baseless claims raised against my country earlier at this high-level segment by some Western parties, including Finland, a state that has joined NATO and nuclear alliance on April 4, 2023. We are concerned that this accession is indeed a violation of the letter and spirit of the Non-Proliferation Treaty and contrary to the nuclear disarmament commitments of Finland. Mr. President, distinguished delegates, let me take the opportunity and put it on the record once again that Iran strongly rejects the baseless accusations on transfers of unmanned aerial vehicles and any other types of weapons to be used in conflict in Ukraine. It is regrettable that some parties continue to pursue a political agenda by making false claims against my country, which are nothing more than disinformation. Iran's position on the ongoing conflict in Ukraine is clear and remains unchanged. Iran has always emphasized that all UN members should fully respect the purpose and principles enshrined in the UN Charter and relevant principles of international law, including respect for sovereignty, territorial integrity, and peaceful settlement of disputes. I would like to mention that in order to address any concern and misunderstandings, Iran, in good faith and in line with its constructive approach to the situation in Ukraine, expressed its willingness to cooperate constructively in bilateral technical and expert exchange with Ukrainian experts to meet their concerns. To that end, Iran and Ukraine agreed the technical teams from both sides meet in a third country and Ukraine would provide Iran with valid documents and evidence. Unfortunately, Ukraine has refused the continuation of engagement in such a mutual understanding. We firmly believe that these accusations are merely raised to distract the attentions from the ongoing situation in Gaza and mass killing of more than 30,000 innocent people by the occupying regime. This regime is not alone. Rather, it is emboldened by the unhindered and full military and financial support of its Western accomplices, in particular the US and the UK, those who constantly pay lip services with regard to international peace and security. Indeed, those who complicit a belligerent and murderer regime should remember that they are not in a moral position to preach others, as they are supporting a barbaric occupying regime. The US and the United Kingdom continue to support the Israeli regime since they believe that blood is more profitable for them. I thank you, Mr. President.